curious case of Benjamin Buttons by F. Scott Fitzgerald. Movie and book comparison. The book is a short novella about 70 pages long. Both the book and the movie follow the story of a man. The man is actually born old, about 70 years old, into the Buttons family. In the book, they keep the child, but in the movie, they take him to the old people's home, and they leave him on the doorstep. In the book, the story follows his life as he ages backwards. But the story in the movie is much more love-oriented. He meets a little girl as an old man, and because he ages backwards, they soon became of the same age, and they fall in love. The story is also told from that old woman's perspective to their child, to their daughter. The daughter never knows that her father was actually Benjamin Buttons. Because he realizes that he is soon going to become a child as he ages backwards, he decides that he needs to go away, and because he can't keep care of them, and she finds another man, a widower. The story in the movie actually follows the love life and is told from their perspective, but the story in the book is told by Benjamin Buttons himself. The book is very good, but they took the book and made something great from it. So I rate the book 3 stars out of 5, and I rate the movie 5 stars out of 5. Now I'm going to read you a short page from the book. In 1880, Benjamin Button was 20 years old, and he signalized his birthday by going to work for his father in Roger Button & Co. Wholesale Hardware. It was in that same year that he began going out socially. That is, his father insisted on taking him to several fashionable dances. Roger Button was now 50, and he and his son were more and more companionable. In fact, since Benjamin had ceased to dye his hair, which was still grayish, they appeared about the same age and could have passed for brothers.